Time to talk food, and we'll start with our weekly update from the team at Eat Out and Food 24. Always lovely to have their head of content, Tessa Purden, with us on the show. Afternoon, Tessa.
Hi, Tessa. Great to be here with you.
Thanks so much. Lovely to have you with us. We're going to start quite unusually, not with news of a restaurant opening, but with news of a food-related movie you want to flag for us. Tessa, this is actually a documentary featuring a number of our top local sommeliers.
Yes. Pippa, this is a hugely exciting documentary. It actually premiered last week at the Tribeca Film Festival. It's called Blind Ambition, and it's the story of four of South Africa's top sommeliers, Joseph Defana from La Colombe, Tinashe Nyamoduka from previously from the Test Kitchen, Marvin Gwese, who is now at the Greenhouse, used to be at the Cape Grace, and then Pardon Taguzu from Aubergine. And they are the stars of the film. There are four Zimbabwean refugees who escaped the hardships in Zim for a better life here. And I must say, after quite a dangerous and traumatic journey, they arrived in South Africa, eventually able to find jobs in restaurants, and then start to gain sort of an interest in wine, which then leads them on to become sommeliers. What happens next is quite interesting. I mean, they don't know each other before coming to South Africa, but obviously, you know, through a bond, through their shared experiences, they get together and they become friends, and they're encouraged to form part of the first ever Zimbabwe team to compete in the World Wine Blind Tasting Championships, which is basically the Olympics of wine tasting.
It's an amazing story. Tessa, I'm going to pause you there and just play our listeners a tiny snippet from the trailer from the film so that they can get a sense of the amazing storytelling. Let's take a listen.
I remember well my very first sip of wine. I didn't like it.
You've got these guys, they get uprooted from their own country, forced over the border into a foreign country. No knowledge of wine, what do they end up doing?
It's crazy to think we're going to be competing in a few weeks at the World Tasting Championships. A few years ago, none of us had ever tasted wine before.
Joseph, Marvin, Tinashe, Van Pardon, Team Zimbabwe. It's like the Olympics of wine tasting.
The wine could come from anywhere in the world.
It's extremely difficult.
It's like Egypt putting together a team of skiers to go and compete in the Winter Olympics.
And then just snowball.
Now we have a coach. He was once the best wine taster in the world.
Bonjour!
crazy character.
Going to leave it there for time constraints. But I mean, Tessa, that person making the remark about it, it's like a team from Egypt going to ski at the Olympics. It reminded me the story of the movie Cool Runnings in a way. I mean, it sounds absolutely remarkable and it looks like incredibly inspiring stuff. Now, you said the film premiered at Tribeca last week. Any idea when we're going to get to see it or where we're going to get to see it in South Africa?
Gosh, I wish I had the answer for you, Pippa, but unfortunately, we're going to have to wait a bit. I know that they're hoping to get a big network to buy it, like Netflix, which would be amazing, or possibly one of the big cinemas here in South Africa. But for now, yeah, unfortunately, we're not able to view it. But I know it's been a long time in coming. They only filmed it, well, they filmed it in 2017 and 2018. So it's only now sort of seeing the light of day, and I think it's hugely exciting. I know everyone in the wine industry and the hospitality industry has been waiting for months to at least see the trailer. So now we know kind of a little bit of what to expect. And Vogue actually mentioned it as one of the four documentaries not to miss at the festival. I think it's doing really, really well.
Let's hope, fingers crossed, somebody does pick it up for local distribution soon. So keep your eye out for Blind Ambition. You can take a look at the full trailer on the Eat Out website in the meantime. That's the good news. Tessa, the bad news, the absolutely tragic news for some of us in South Africa is that we are going to lose our Heinz tomato ketchup. I mean, first they came for the HP sauce, then it was the Marmite. Now this is just the cruelest blow because many people, myself among them, regard that as the absolute go-to tomato source of choice. Tessa, what's going on?
Yes, Pip, I know it's quite a hard day for the Heinz tomato ketchup lovers in the country. So it's kind of the same story as why HP is no longer. The company Pioneers Foods has been distributing and selling Heinz in South Africa under license from Kraft Heinz, which is the big food company in America. And unfortunately, this license for the South African distribution hasn't been renewed. And I still need to find out why that hasn't been renewed, because I'm sure we're going to have lots of people asking why. But that is unfortunately the case. And yeah, it's a sad day, but I have seen quite a lot on shelves. So I think there's still a number of bottles,
only until I go to the shops, Tessa. Look, I'm going to be going to stockpile on the way home today. It's a huge blow for fans of that particular brand. And I'm sure other people have got different opinions on which is the best alternative. I know we're going to have listeners saying we've still got all gold, all is well with the world. But I wonder how desperately sad you are going to be at the news that Heinz tomato ketchup is going to disappear from our shelves soon. Tessa, thanks for tipping us off, and please do keep us posted if you hear anything about the way forward and whether there's any possibility of a new supplier picking it up to distribute in this country.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Tessa Purton, Head of Content for Eat Out and Food 24. We do need to wrap it up there, but do remember to visit those websites for more on the stories we've been discussing today, as well as for a list of restaurants that have not closed but moved location. If your favorite has disappeared, check if it's on that list on eatout.co.za.